The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, this is my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. This week we are protesting SOPA and PIPA, which are two pieces of legislation that, if passed, could kill the internet forever. Dead as, just dead as you can, dead as it could be. So this week, in protest of SOPA and PIPA, we have removed, we've blacked out, if you will, the comedy from this week's episode.
Here, let me show you what I'm... let me give you guys an example, the listenership of what we're talking about. Guys, why are we protesting the Spanish word for soup? See, that joke wasn't very funny.
And that's the kind of joke, non-joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to expect this
week. It's public domain jokes.
It's a public domain freeware joke.
This is the one. This is the one I came up with.
Okay.
I don't know what the big deal is. Without SOPA, how am I supposed to wash a?
See, that's a very open source, free share to play, microtransaction joke that we are expecting to populate the entirety of this SOPA special edition.
We can also use jokes that have entered the public domain simply by their sheer age being over and including 75 years old. So, Griffin, if I were to say to you, why did the chicken cross SOPA?
I don't know, Justin. Why?
Betty Grable! That is an example of an old joke that I can use this week. Okay, I'm getting this just in. SOPA was apparently defeated this week.
We did it.
Yep. We did it.
You're welcome.
I'm really proud of everybody. It's a proud share moment here on My Brother, My Brother, Me. I'm your oldest brother and oldest, well, oldest Victor, if you will. Victor McElroy.
I'm Justin. Your middlest brother and champion, Travis McElroy.
I am Griffin McElroy, the flag bearer of the army, the Internet Army, Anonymous.
Internet Army.
I am Anonymous. I'm Anonymous. I'm sorry that it had to come out like this, but I'm him.
I am Deadmau5.
Okay.
And I'm Spuds McKenzie. This is our show.
Let's go fight the internet.
I am Kilroy, 75 years old.
Let's get him. My girlfriend and I were planning to go on a double date last night with a couple of our friends who live 5 minutes away. Me and the lady hang around the apartment doing for an hour without hearing from them until we get a call at 10:40. Saying we should just meet at the restaurant to save time. The nearby restaurant closes at 11. My girlfriend and I were uncomfortable being party to the under-the-wire dining habit, so we politely told them we'd have to decline. I feel bad for bailing on our plans, but I'd feel just as bad being complicit in their plan to show up at a sit-down restaurant 10 minutes before closing. Did we do the right thing? And that's from Nonplussed in North Carolina.
Of course you did the right thing.
Yeah. For a number of reasons. First off, you shouldn't eat anything after like 8 o'clock, or else it just goes. That's you just convert it straight into sleep and energy, which is to say, fat on your loins.
That's carb heavy too.
Yeah,
tortillas, sopas, pipas,
sopa pipas,
sopa pipas. That's
Can
all.
Can I get another order of sopa pipas, please?
Just the cold gazpacho sopa.
And secondly. Who the hell are these friends? They're calling you at 10:40 p.m. Be like, hey, let's go grab some dinner.
That's not like, dinner. That's fourth meal. They want you to go get fourth meal. Wait, was this Mexican restaurant Taco Bell?
The finest sit-down Mexican restaurant in town.
Me and Tracy, we're going to go to get fourth meal. at Taco Bell and then taking a late showing of the crazy homeless guy running around the library. Are you in for this evening of glass?
Dinner and theater? I'll dinner be there.
And the theater? Couples night out.
The homeless man stops running at 12:30, and we should get there right around 12:15, so everything should work out just great.
I from working in at least two restaurants that I can remember right now, there is nothing worse than, like, you started your cleanup and, like, closing duties, and, you know, you're just finishing out your last tables, and somebody rolls up with, like, a party of people, and, like, hey, you guys aren't closed yet, are you?
It's like, well not technically, no.
They might not spit in your food, but you're going to get a lot of fuck you in that food. And it's going to affect the flavor. I believe it was Carla in season 5 of Top Chef who made her way into the final three contestants by putting love into her food. This would be the opposite of that, where it would be pure, unbridled spite.
They take the love out of the food.
Yeah, yeah. So this tastes dry to me. And
I think advice, like, for future reference... I think the problem is not setting a specific time beforehand and waiting for them to call you. Especially, these sound like the type of people that do not adhere to normal person schedules and eat fourth meal at 10:40 p.m. So maybe the next time you're going to make plans with them, nail down like a realistic time to go eat dinner.
Or just stop making...
What are they doing?
Maybe they're not plans friends.
Oh. Yeah.
They can be friends, just not like double date friends. We've all been there.
Right, so they can be like run into at a party friends or hang out
invite
with over,
like you invite them to all your social events. You just don't make them the only thing in the social event because they're going to show up an hour and a half late and they're going to, oh, I forgot to bring beer. I'll get you next time. They won't get you next time.
Nope. There is no next time. They'll bail. Those people would rather move than show up on time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't build your world around them. Hey. Mm-hmm. Dear McElroy's, I'm in high school, and there's this certain kid who's a total bully. He and his group gang up and beat down anyone they so well please. Both myself and many of my friends have reported him and his group, but he never gets any punishment. Would it be okay for me to get a bunch of my friends to teach him a lesson, or would I simply be escalating the conflict, heroic high school?
Oh, no.
Would it be okay?
Absolutely not. It's not okay. Like, you will be escalating. Because
that's
you
the know definition how, of the thing.
Yeah.
That's the definition of escalating. Do you know how bullies get to be bullies? They have mean dads that beat them up and will beat other kids up. Is that what you want? You want to escalate your problem from bully to mean dad?
And also, look at this for the future. If you and a bunch of your friends jump him... He's not going to go, you know, I see your point now, and I've decided to... He's going to wait till the next time you're alone, and him and a bunch of his friends are going to jump you.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to stride right up to him, you got to tap on the shoulder and say, excuse me, sir, and then deck him and then change schools.
Yeah. Well, you leave her alone, Biff. You
leave her alone, Buster. I'm your son from the future, and you've been beating me up, and I travel back in time to tell you don't do that. But every time I try to tell you before, you beat me up. So, it's awkward.
Maybe you should befriend him?
We're getting closer to actionable advice now. I think all three of us can speak to this. You gotta lean into it. You gotta ride that wave. You gotta ride that wave to graduation day, and I swear to you, you'll get through.
Are you encouraging him to, like, demand beatings?
Oh, no, just eat it when they come. Just take them. Have it. Ingest it. Grow just from it. Just, like,
dive at the floor?
Let his punishment become the fertilizer for your maturity tree.
You don't want to end up like Bright Eyes and only get beat up enough to have enough material for 2 to 3 solo independent singer-songwriter albums. Mm-hmm. You need to be beat up enough that you can have a career of it. You want a Conor Oberst level of getting beat up in high school. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's where we're headed. We want to make you a star.
Let's use Ben Gibbard. That's a way better example. Probably got the shit knocked out of his face every day. And then what happened? He released a bunch of great albums, married Zooey Deschanel. That one didn't work out so well, but
it's not because he beat her up.
Nah,
think about that. You left all your goddamn sweaters lying around again, Ben.
Benjamin,
I'm tired of cleaning.
Or you could do what I did when I got picked on and I hit him with a trombone case.
Mm.
So.
Dude, you're talking about weaponized school supplies.
Yeah. Well, I think that the idea of, like, getting a group of people together, not cool. But, like,
yeah.
Challenging him to an honorable duel. Trombone cases at dawn.
Yeah.
You don't think one-on-one fight might solve this?
No, Travis, I don't. I don't think that two guys hitting each other with a trombone, that sounds like a mating call for bullies to come in, like a bigger bully to come see that fight. And that's not bullying. I'll show you both of you bullying.
Oh, you need to find a bigger bully to bully your bully.
Yeah. No, that doesn't make any sense
either. Hey, why don't you hire Owen Wilson to come and protect you and your friends?
It worked on an episode of Doug.
Why don't you get your secret agent dad to come protect you, like a Cloak and Dagger?
Why don't you call Rick Moranis and help you win the big sports triathlon?
Why don't you get the former fat guy from the fat kids camp to come over and teach you how to be good at volleyball? I don't even know how this helps with the bullying anymore.
Why don't you go and with a bunch of your friends and Christopher Lloyd open up your own summer camp because you hate going to piano camp so much, and then on the last day at camp, you have to put together a parents'
whoa,
day.
Did you just pull out Camp Nowhere?
I might have pulled that out of my quiver, yes.
You and your friends just learn how to change into cars and then back into robots and then fight the bad robots because you're Transformers.
And by this point, you've graduated. So.
But yeah, by now you've graduated.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry that we're not more helpful.
I don't think any of that helps.
If we knew how to deal with bullies, we wouldn't be in this situation.
High school sucks.
Our lives. Yeah.
High school sucks more than anything, but then it's over and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll get better. The bully will get tired of it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get worn out from punching you. He's going to get winded.
Mm-hmm. That's the real victory.
And then you curl up into a ball and you cry. You cry so hard.
You guys want to yell?
I do want to make this clear, though. Don't get a big group of people to fight that guy, because then you're a bully. You're like a gang bully.
And like, yeah, you are a gang. You're a gangster at that point, and that's a crime.
That's how people start gangs, to protect themselves from bullies. Mm-hmm. Just wait it out and stay hidden in the shadows.
Guys, this Yahoo answer was it was sent in by Chuck Jones. Thanks, Chuck Jones. Oh, it's so good. It's by Yahoo Answers user Gary, who asks, thongs for men, in parentheses, boy skins? Hi, I was wondering if anyone knew where the website Boy Skins has gone. I wanted to buy a thong form there, but saw they no longer wear up. I also wanted to buy my son one since he saw mine and wanted to try it. No, I'm not a pedo. He's 15 and can speak for himself, thanks. Does anyone know where I can buy adult and youth boy thongs? Thanks.
Oh, God.
Boy Skins, if you couldn't tell from my pronunciation, does have a Z up on it.
Oh. Is there a Y?
There is a Y.
I mean, at the end of boy, but not in skins, not mid-skins.
Oh, no. It would have been better if it was B-O-I Skins, but I was not so lucky. But
trademark Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Boy Skins go? I've been cruising over to that website, not for any other reason than it was a good way to check my bandwidth speeds, because there are some high-res images. I mean, to put it mildly, the phrase doesn't even do it justice.
Hey, yeah. Dad. Hey, Papa. I cannot help but notice that stylish man thong. Is there a place where I, a 15-year-old lad, could purchase one of those man thongs? Boy skins, you say? Let's check it out right now. Hmm.
Oh, what a disappointment. Oh.
Leave me to your
now I'll have to go bully all those kids at school.
Come here, I'm mad at you. My pants are so loose.
If only he had the support he craved.
I haven't been on the Boy Skins site in a while. I wasn't aware it disappeared. I had it in my RSS feed. I had subscribed to their updates, and I wasn't getting them anymore. The newsletter stopped coming. It really should have. That really should have been a telltale sign. Can we not get a Groupon on this?
you can get a Groupon, but everybody has to share the same thong, so it becomes hygiene issues.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Right. There's nothing worse than waiting for your friend at a Mexican restaurant to get your thong for the day.
Uh-huh.
Why is
show up till 10:20?
Why is this a thing?
Boys, the website?
Everyone in the answers is saying go to Kmart and Walmart, as if that's... How do they... How is that... Do they have those there?
I know from personal experience that Walmart does not have sock garters, so I really doubt they have man thongs.
Can we call them Boyskins from now on? And also, can we call our podcast Boyskins from now on?
Hey, the effort to actually give this person a helpful answer... I just Googled boy skins, and boy, do I regret it. I should have done that. And if there are any government agents now monitoring my, like, DSL usage, like, I'm sorry. Very sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Is boy skins... I don't see a website called boy skins. I see a lot of usernames named boy skins and a YouTube channel called boy skins. So I'm thinking that this person's trying to start some branding. Oh, all these accounts are closed. I'm trying to Nancy Drew this shit, but...
Boyskins just fell off the face... Well, fell off the butt of the internet, let's be honest.
Fuck!
Nope, you can't find Boyskins anywhere.
There's a Blogspot called Boyskin. Oh, no, don't just go to Boyskin at Blogspot. Oh, it's dicks all over! Dicks for miles!
How could this happen? Well...
You know, in 20 years... On an episode of Storage Wars, they'll open up a storage container and find just box after box labeled Boyskins. And they'll be looking at it going, you know, the Boyskins are worth, that's like $1,000 a box right there. I'm seeing like $6,000 in thongs.
Is that a Hummel Boyskin? I can tell. That looks like a Hummel Boyskin. I was hoping that they were going to find the Boyskin website, because I was curious how you were going to conceptualize that for me.
Do we have the domain name Boyskins?
Underneath this, what appears to be an elderly woman's sewing table folded up in the shelves here, there seems to be a website called Boyskins.
It's called Boyskins.
It's become corporeal. It looks hungry.
It seems... Now, this looks like a regular cupboard, but when you open it and go inside, you exit on the other side into Boyskins, the website. Have a look around its directories and indexes. You're going to like what you see.
You're going to be horrified at the way you look. I guarantee it.
Mm.
Is that Mr. Tumnus? He looks fantastic. Very svelte. How did you get the tiny holes over your furry legs, Mr. Tumnus?
Mm.
God, that is really doing some... It is shaping you very attractively.
That is... the most vivid mental picture I think we've ever created on this show. Because I can't, it's a lot of, it's like...
I can't get it out, and if you could see in my head the look Mr. Tumnus is giving me, is troubling. Because he's angry. It's not like a seductive look. He's angry that I'm there.
I'm forming this sentence with my mouth and speaking it with the power from my brain, but I'm only dedicating about 1% of my brain to that task because the other 99%... is dreaming up this visage, and I can't.
I've been meaning to correct you, children. It's pronounced Aslan.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, why is everyone in Narnia in my head and wearing thongs?
It's Father Christmas.
Children, I've brought
Mr. and Mrs. Beaver.
I've brought you gifts to help defend the kingdom. They're all Boyskins. A sword? No. A sword sheath of a sort.
Do you like Turkish delights? No, but I'd love some Boyskins.
Mm, those are delightful enough.
Let me I suppose.
Just write down The Lion, the Witch, and the Boyskins right now. It's the episode time.
Okay. You know what you never find on store drawers?
Hmm.
It's never... They never just open it up and it's just a bunch of Wolverines.
Just like they open it up and they're just swarmed with like
just swarmed
badgers.
With Wolverines. Do you think they would still bid on it?
Yeah,
you know, there's money in Wolverines.
Their teeth are very precious.
Is anybody being mauled by a Wolverine? Yep.
Nope.
Christ.
Has there ever been an episode where they open up and there's just like a dead person in there?
Mm.
That's a nice watch. Look at his belt. It's a nice belt.
Dave found some bones once and sold them for like $15,000. No joke. Good work, Dave.
At one point, I remember that episode because at one point, Dave commented that there was a hand, and then he said, and this is an even bigger hand, so it's got to be worth more. And the lady's like, oh, that's a foot.
Oh, man. Dave, you're so fucking stupid. How'd you get Dave?
You stupid bitch. You
stupid idiot.
So recently...
Anyone got some bones I can have? Can I have anyone's bones, please? They're very expensive. Yep. Bones. Bones.
So recently, it's come to my attention that a girl I liked thought I was kind of creepy. She still likes me as a friend, but my awkward attempts at courtship just creeped her off. How do I stop being creepy? That's from the Chicago Creep Show. I don't know if that's a typo or not, but I'm really enamored with the phrase creeped her off.
Creeped her off.
He creeped me clean off.
Listen, I'm creeped off. I gotta go.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm creeped off right now.
Do you know what I think creepiness is? I think there's a lot of people that are creepy out there, and I see them, mm-hmm. and I experience them, and I experience they're creepy. I think that it is mostly, no joke, like a lack of confidence. I think if you're not confident in yourself, that's the creepiest. That's like a straight like rocket car to creepy town.
Well, yeah, but you got to watch out because that's like you can go over the edge, sure. And then you're into like sleazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also, I think Griffin's right. I think a lot of creepiness comes from second guessing yourself, mm-hmm. where people think of you as like creepier or perhaps a weird beard. It's because you're constantly evaluating the situation, your response to it in a way that's, people don't feel a connection, you know? If you connect with people, they're never going to feel like you're a creepster unless you're like way deep down to the core creepy cored out.
I think that people are so afraid that they're incapable of making that connection, though, that they go the whole like the mentality of, oh, this is awkward, isn't it? Like, or yeah,
you do like even worse, like you pass notes and like you just kind of stare at them from a distance and wave because you're too afraid to just like talk to them.
Like your ineptitude in this region isn't it's not charming. It is creepy. It's how you mm-hmm. creep people off. And you should stop mm-hmm. doing that.
That's how they get creeped off.
Yeah, I think it's just like anything else, right? Like, get interested in other people. Because if you can do that, you're going to be a lot less absorbed with how you're coming off in a given situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's where that self-awareness, and that's something that a lot of people struggle with, even if they aren't necessarily creepy, that sort of being obsessed with your self-awareness and your inner critic can make you seem off-putting to people.
Mm-hmm. And just be careful about putting people on a pedestal and just realize that, you know, everybody is equal. And, you know, if there's a connection there, you're only going to find it by, like, talking to them and approaching them and getting to know them, not from a distance.
Also, be aware of some of that creepiness can come from if you get kind of obsessed with a girl or a boy mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. spend a little too much time, you know, just showing up at their next class and that kind of thing.
It's scarier to face the possibility of like just being straight out shot down. You know, like you walk up, say, hey, I think we should get coffee sometime. And they're like, no, that's scary. And so sometimes it's easier to just like try to incrementally get to know them. And that's what's creepy.
Yeah. That's a great point, Trevor. A lot of that can come from this erosion style of seduction,
yeah.
where you're just going to wear the person down through virtue of exposure or time, and it's rarely ever effective.
What you usually end up doing is wearing down your own charm because it gets a little exasperating, where the person's probably thinking after like the second time, you know, like, who is this person? They haven't even like really introduced themselves to me yet, and then pretty soon they're looking at you as creepy. I think that this is like anything else as far as self-improvement is concerned, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and not be creepy anymore. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden you'll wake up one day and realize that you're not creepy anymore. Or you won't even be thinking about it by that point. But This isn't like, I have decided to no longer be creepy.
How do you dig out of it, though, Trav? What's the how do you get out of the creepy hole?
It's I think it's just by making the decision today. Like, you know, I'm going to be more straightforward. I'm going to be more confident. And then don't hold yourself to that standard from day one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because that will make you more self-critical.
Also,
and hey, don't be afraid to change the direction of your affections. Like, this person thinks you're creepy. It could also just be that they don't know what the hell they're talking about, and you're not a good relationship match for them. Or
that's also,
you know,
true.
The chemistry is not there. You know, don't beat your head against a rock if you're not feeling the connection. You're cool too.
And I think creepy is one of those words that can be like a really scary buzzword. Because all of a sudden you feel like, oh my god, I've done the exact wrong thing. You know, it's not like, I don't like him or he's uninteresting. Creepy is like this, oh no, I've ruined it. I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And also, don't send people like pictures of you hugging a body pillow that you Photoshop their face onto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it seems like a great move.
Don't send gift baskets to people's parents. To try and get them to like you. To get their kids to like
Janet,
you.
To Janet and Richard, congratulations on your 33rd anniversary. I'm so very proud of you.
Your daughter is beautiful. Can I have her in exchange for this basket? I need.
And hey, barring everything else, you can always pay them. Well, and the only way you can do that.
Like to say, like
no, hold on.
Creepy bail?
There's a trend. No, it's like a transition.
You pay, but like you're paying them to not think you're creepy.
Let me out.
Have you ever seen Can't Buy Me Love?
Let me out of the creepy jail in your mind. I want out.
Here's a hundo.
Is this bail?
Is this creepy bail that I'm paying? And of course, how else can you get your creepy bail together than with a trip to the money zone? You know who's never creepy?
Who?
Elite Q Studios. No, John Cusack. No, John Cusack is freely. If there's a guy outside your window with a boombox above his head, he better look like John Cusack. Yeah. Else he is a homebuster.
And he better look like 1980s John Cusack.
Yeah, oh yeah, not today's John Cusack, because today's John Cusack is Alan Rickman. Elite Q Studios is a little group that tries to make cool stuff. They got web comics. The main one's called Aloof. They have a podcast about cool freeware games. There's videos. There's articles. There's games. And there's other stuff sometimes. so if you're in the mood for any one of those, and the last one's so general that you cannot actually deny
that you're in the mood for any things in the universe ever in the fullness of time.
Open your mind to the expanse of infinity and visit EliteQStudios.net. That's OLEETQSTUDIOS.net.
You added an extra S on there.
OLEETQSTUDIOS.net.
That's great, because now I don't have to do a jingle for them.
Good. Got another message here. This is for my man, Chris Flummer. Most people call him Flum. I stick with Flummer, and his gamer tag is Flum Dinger, maybe. The person who sent this to us, Melissa, his girlfriend, is not apparently sure what the Flummerino's gamer tag is, but she thinks.
Hey, Flummenstein, what's your gamer tag? It could also be Flum Dinger, but that makes a lot less sense.
Yeah, it's actually, his gamer tag is all one word, Flummer starring Robin Williams.
She wants him to know that she loves him, to have a happy B-Day. He doesn't really like to celebrate his B-Day, doesn't like anyone to give him a gift, because he doesn't want people to make a big deal. But now's the time to let that pass, because your girlfriend Melissa's gotten you this beautiful gift. She thinks that she wanted to pay us to tell you that you are flumbelievable. And we hope you have the very best birthday ever.
I'm gonna actually do a jingle.
So speaking of EliteCooStudios.net, here's a song from my man Griffin.
I think I've done something on Capo 5 before. Let me drop it down to Capo 3 and just like see, just yeah. Try to see where the progression takes me. If you want to watch some videos or read some articles or play some games or eat a sandwich or see the face of your newborn baby before it's born, and if you like planes and cars and skies and rocket ships and planets and cans and glasses, both the kind that you wear on your face and the kind that you drink out of. If you like speakers and mice, if you like wallets and watches, if you like iron and calcium, if you like all of the things on the planet, you gotta go to EliteCooStudios.org.net. No. God damn it. I'm definitely cutting cut a verse out of that.
Go to maximumfun.org/Jumbotron. The one thing you can't find at EliteCooStudios.net is the hilarious stylings of the Maximum Fun Galaxy of Stars. Here's one of them a-shining now.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Bullseye is all about discovering the good stuff in popular culture that will do nothing less than change your life.
You know, I'd never heard anything like it before. It'd be like seeing a new color, which I guess is music's like biggest asset, is that you can hear new sounds constantly.
It's the good stuff and just the good stuff in popular culture every week on Bullseye from PRI.
Here's a Yahoo answer that was sent in by Keenan Williams. Thank you, Keenan. It's by Yahoo Answers user Interesting News, who asks, how many farts per day is normal amount?
Go on.
First off, let me apologize, because there's a chance that we were we made it onto the AV Club's podcast roundup for the first time, and one of their action items was that maybe not so much fart humor in it.
So Griffin's response,
I'm just going to peel all of our fart humor off like a Band-Aid. Three.
I mean,
is this five person, and a half?
Is this person looking for metric weight of farts?
Yeah, like, is it like duration or amount? Because what if you had just like one fart, but it was really, really, really long? Is that worse or better than 10 tiny ones?
I changed my mind about this question. I don't think it's advisable.
What's the matter, Justin? Are you ashamed of your body?
In closing four.
Are you ashamed of the body God gave you and the sounds it makes?
Jesus gave you that body. It's all natch. Don't worry.
Jesus gave you farts.
Yeah.
To get the devil out.
Farts are an eternal source of comedy as old as history itself.
Oh, yes.
It's like the Don Rickles of... Well, it's just like Don Rickles. Like,
have you ever seen that painting where like God's reaching towards Adam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's saying, pull my finger.
No, Travis.
What? No?
Travis just warped through time to be a dorm poster from the 70s.
Take that, Sopa.
Can we come up...
We're not only going to infringe on copyrights, we're going to travel through time to do it. Sorry, Orrin Hatch. Suck my dick.
Can we come up with another word for farts? Because we're going to be saying it a bunch during this question.
Flatus.
Tutoroops.
I was thinking of something more innocuous.
Flumdingers.
Can we call them...
Stinky bumblers.
Can we call them butt songs?
Funky dunklers.
I think Nickelback will... Sue us for trademark infringement. You guys don't like bumpy stumblers, huh? I'll come up with how about broken flutes?
Somebody in the comments wrote, the government's recommended amount is 9 farts per day. and that doesn't that doesn't include any long ones that continued over from the prior day. Which is, let it be known, the first funny thing that I've ever seen on Yahoo Answers. First intentionally funny thing I've ever seen. But they,
oh, sure, yeah.
Their source was www.fart.gov, which I did which I did click to investigate, and it's nothing. It's not a real website, so they,
oh no,
they got me pretty good there.
Yeah. You just got zanged by someone
I do wish that whenever you click that hyperlink, though, it took you to a website that wrote down the names of the people that had tried to access the website. Because
forever.
Or if it was like that cave with the genie in it, and then you go into the cave and the genie leaves, and he's like, I got you. Only one person has to stay in the cave at all times, and then you're here until the next person comes in. So you have to trick the next person. It's like the ring. Is that a thing? The ring?
The ring goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So fart.gov, someone please set me free.
Please go to fart.gov.
Please, I need it.
And then sign the petition to turn that into a cabinet post.
Can we register fart.gov? You have to be in the gov.
I'm sure that by saying it, that it's already happened somewhere. Well, let me check again. Okay. Nope. Still 404'd. Zero. If you fart, you're a fucking freak. You're nasty. Nobody should do that. That's sin. That's sin. That's a
sin slipping out.
It's that sin that you made.
That's why it smells that way, because the brimstone from hell.
So, Griffin, your number is zero.
Zero farts per day is the normal amount.
Uh-huh.
Did Justin? Anyone... I think that if you have four... then you're probably okay. I think if you have five, then you probably are epileptic.
Well, I think what's important is it's not... Wait.
I think if you have six, then you have some form of hepatitis. It's really... This is a new sort of medicine.
Metric.
It's a new medicine, like where you...
It's like phrenology.
I don't need to cut your hand open to see if you have carpal tunnel syndrome. I just need to know if you fart 11 times a day, because that's your body. Mm-hmm. That's your body trying to tell me on this
that you're pregnant.
Yeah, that's you have carpal tunnel and also you're pregnant. Right. Congratulations.
You fart 11 times. You have carpal tunnel. You fart 12 times, then you have lupus. If you fart 13 times, then someone in Asia loves you very, very much.
If you fart 14 times, you're going to live in a mansion. If you fart 15 times, you're going to live in a shack.
You're going to marry Bobby Schmitz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the way you tell it. This is how you tell your future from now on.
I think with all this, I think this is a new field that should be registered at fart.gov.
Yeah, a list. 16 times? That's a bad omen. That's a bad moon rising.
Oh, bad farting.
But 17 times is a good omen. So if you get to 16 and it's like 11:45 p.m., start pushing.
Nobody.
And the bad omen may end up that you pooped your pants. Maybe what the bad omen was trying to tell you. By the way, thanks again, the AV Club, for putting us in the podcast roundup. And thanks for your subtle commentary about how many fart drinks we have. We turned it around to a big... Come at me, bro. Apparently. So sorry we didn't take your advice more seriously.
There is no there's no diagnosis for 18 farts because nobody on the planet has ever farted 18 times in one day before. They just skip right over to 19.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Adele called her album that. 18. She was so proud.
She called it 18 farts?
She called it 19. Her album was called 19 because of the farts. I'm not sure about that.
I wasn't.
I read about that in Krang. I'm not sure if it's accurate.
The Starbucks cashier who sold me the album explained that to me about the farts. The thing about the farts.
Yeah, this album's named after how many farts she did.
She did this many farts this year.
In one day.
She might have been a goof.
Way, way, way more than the normal amount. according to the government.
That song about Chasing Pavements is about farts. Think about it.
Setting fire to the rain. Get it?
Think about it. hey, I'm a straight, red-blooded American male who in May is serving as best man at my gay best friend's wedding. Ceremony itself is very traditional, but I'm stumped when it comes to the bachelor party. The attendee mix is going to be about 50-50 straight gay with a few lesbians thrown in for color. How do I throw my pal a rainbow-colored bachelor party? Please note that my friend, by his own admission, is a terrible gay, and he's expressed on more than one occasion a desire to have an Asian lady stripper at his party getting down in Durham. Wow.
Wow.
I feel like the bulk of it's already planned.
This is a
Asian lady stripper.
I mean, this is a real tough one. We don't get many toughies like this.
Ultimately, the easy answer, which is to say the not funny answer, is you give him what he wants, and I guess an Asian lady stripper. I guess that's what you do.
This is my answer.
The fun answer.
What can't you do at a gay bachelor party?
This is not.
Oh my God, you're right.
There's going to be a 50-50 split with some lesbians thrown in for color. I'm imagining like a Caligulan miasma of genital delights.
Just a bacchanal.
Just a
yeah.
What do you want? Because it's everywhere.
The fucking sky's the limit as far as fucking goes.
Earthly delights. Put it anywhere. Happy bachelor party. Sorry Dave couldn't marry you. He died last night.
He OD'd on hedonism.
Now he's a weird sexaholic, and he can only get off our
gay. He was drinking wine out of a lady's hair, and he goes,
he set a pet rock on fire and jammed it up a guy named Dave's anus, and now that's the only way he can finish.
He cut himself on all the harps,
lacerated himself.
Oh man.
I think if you get the right Asian lady stripper, then everybody will enjoy it, because you got to have one that's high on theater and is just fun, you know, like not as much focused on like the seduction as they are on the pageantry.
Yeah.
If you get that kind of Asian lady stripper.
And maybe a little whimsy.
Maybe some whimsy thrown in.
Mm. You could just go the traditional route and just, like, rent out a cabin by a lake and just go there with all of his friends with a few beers and have a classy time, and then everyone just, like, pops a bunch of ecstasy and then, like, pees on a beached whale.
See where it goes.
Just, like, see what happens.
I feel like I think this is going to be a pretty good party, or mm-hmm. the last party. Either mm-hmm. which way, you've done your job.
We all got butthole tattoos!
And also, he's in prison. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oops. Hangover 3.
It's okay, though, because his butthole tattoo looks like a shark, so no one's going to get near him.
Are we done?
No.
Maybe a cake? I don't know.
Maybe a tasteful cake?
Some balloons?
Hey, welcome to Cake Boss. This week on Cake Boss, we're making a big cake shaped like a butthole for a gay guy's bachelor party with an Asian lady stripper gonna pop out of it.
We're making a cake.
Just thinking about it.
This cake looks like a dick going into a cake shaped like a vagina going into a cake shaped like another vagina. Cake Boss.
Cake Boss. Stay tuned for the littlest chocolatiers, by which I mean they're inside the cake. What the fuck?
What the fuck? I'm making 8 dicks today. Cake Boss.
This isn't even for a party.
This isn't even being filmed right now.
This butthole cake's for Cake Boss. Cake Boss.
This cake's for... This cake's made of sand, and also I'm a ghost.
Cake boss.
Cake ghost. Oh Christ.
Cake boss.
Oh.
I mean, you gotta earn the title somehow.
You gotta. So I guess though, I'm a cake boss theme bachelor party.
I guess in closing. I mean, that's the only way you're going to dethrone him. You got to up his game. You got to beat him at his own
game. You got to out-cake boss the cake boss.
Yeah, out-cake boss the cake.
What was the question?
Hey, so thanks for listening to our stupid show. My brother and me, we really appreciate you sticking with us through thick and thin.
That is assuming that you didn't turn it off like 10 minutes ago when you were talking about farts.
Oh,
not that anybody could blame you.
You got to make it through the swamp of farts to get to those good, good cake boss goops.
Thank you to everybody who tweeted about the show this week with the MBMBM hashtag. Thank you to Good Writer. That's with a R-I-G-H-T-E-R. Thanks to Krista Whalen for tweeting about the show. The Jake of Ink. Thanks to Botherer. Make sure you check out his show, Rum Doings, or his site, Rock Paper Shotgun. They he's always been super supportive of us, and we certainly appreciate it. Jinxville, the Trisket, our buddy, Tristan the Marine, Mason Your Face, everybody.
If I may, I would like to ask you, our listeners, our friends, for a favor. Okay. The theater that I work for is competing in a contest to win us a new set of lights, which we desperately need, and so we would really appreciate your support. I'm going to put a link on Twitter after the show goes up, and there's also going to be a link on the MaximumFun.org webpage, and probably also on Facebook, too. So if you could go and vote for our lighting video. It's also a really funny video, and I'd really appreciate it.
I want to thank...
Well, then we're... Sorry, go ahead.
Let's all do that.
I was just going to say everybody do that.
Everybody do that. You have my permission. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of the theme song to our podcast. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's so fucking good, and you should buy the album and then all their albums.
Yeah, someone else just bought it.
Just now.
People are buying it all the time.
That one was John Roderick.
He bought it
himself. Oh, no, there's another guy.
Okay. Named also John Roderick. You want to close it?
Yeah. Did you get our email address? It's mbmbm@maximumfun.org. And also check out Bullseye. It used to be called The Sounding Gun America. We're on it sometimes. It's also at maximumfun.org and PRI and a bunch of other places.
Oh, and stop podcasting yourself. Just hit their 200th episode. So make sure you check it out if you haven't already.
Yeah, congratulations to those guys.
We're approaching our 100th, aren't we?
Yeah. And then we'll stop forever.
Bye, everyone. That was a goof. This final Yahoo was sent in by Keenan Williams also, quickly becoming a gold status contributor. It's by Yahoo Answers user Amanda, who asks, did Kel from Keenan and Kel die?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me, kiss your dad.
Square the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.